going to hear a lot of things coming up. There will be all lot of statements coming from ministers and these other people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's my contribution.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Quickly, let me just read this one from United Zambians. It says, the chiefs and the church should never endorse any particular candidate because if their preferred candidate loses, the ones that take over never treat the traditional leader kindly. In the case where the one endorsed by the chief wins and fails to live up to the expectations that made the chief endorse him, people go after the chief too, and the credibility of the chief is highly questioned.
Some more messages from our Facebook page. Leonard says, it's fine, they are individuals. They should just emphasize that they are making a personal decision and not for the establishment. We've also got a message from Wila Abwanga, who's in Changa constituency aspiring candidate. Says, personally, I believe it is wrong, and here's why. Traditional leaders play a vital role in fostering unity in our nation. Zambia is a richly diverse country, particularly along ethnic lines and in political changed moments. It is the voices of traditional leaders that should help calm tensions and bring people together. Well, it's quite a long write-up, but it ends with, in short, traditional leaders should rise above partisan politics, not because they have no stake, but because they have a higher calling to serve as custodians of culture, unity, and peace.
Chellas off WhatsApp says, good morning, Duchess and Chimwaika. It's a delicate balance between rights and feelings. On one hand, it's either democratic right, or on the other, they must be unifiers. Key is they must not force it on their choice. They must not force it in their choice on their subjects.
Well, a lot of messages that have come through. We appreciate you giving your thoughts, your take on our conversation this morning. You can keep the conversation going via our Facebook page. There's a question that has been asked there, and we can definitely keep the conversation from that particular platform. For now, we get into the main news bulletin with Lusumilo Gondwe.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters.
You know that feeling of frustration when you are told, sorry, we don't take mobile money payments. Turn that frown into a smile. With the upgraded Absa POS machine, you can pay for your items using your mobile money wallet, Visa credit or debit card, MasterCard, and more. Now that's a payment solution with more convenience. Call 5950 to sign up or find it at a supermarket near you. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Debt Alliance urges tax reforms to boost domestic resource mobilization. ZCSD urges government to scrap repressive laws and align legal framework with the human rights standards. Joe Biden diagnosed with aggressive prostate cancer. Presents the news. I'm Lusumilo Gondwe. The civil society organization Debt Alliance is calling for urgent tax reforms to broaden Zambia's tax base and reduce the country's reliance on external borrowing. In an interview with Phoenix News, the alliance coordinator Elijah Mumba has stressed the importance of integrating more economic players into the tax system to enhance government revenue collection and generate sufficient domestic resources. Mr. Mumba has warned that without significant improvements in domestic resource mobilization, Zambia risks increasing its debt burden amid diminishing prospects for external financing. He is of the view that as the global financial landscape evolves, Zambia may be compelled to seek more external financial support unless proactive steps are taken to strengthen internal revenue generation. He adds that there is a need for sustainable economic policies, emphasizing the need to reduce dependence on borrowing by investing in long-term fiscal resilience and accountability.
Our tax base still remains constrained, right? We need to get a lot of actors in the economy on the tax, be able to pay taxes so that the government can generate sufficient resources, right? Because if we don't take care of domestic resource mobilization and also the changing landscape in terms of external financing, we might again end up looking outside and we begin to contract more debt.
The Zambia Council for Social Development, ZCSD, has called on governments to repeal laws that infringe on citizens' rights and replace them with legislation that aligns with human rights standards and the country's constitutional obligations. ZCSD Executive Director Leah Mitava has emphasized the need for Zambia's legal framework to be rooted in a human rights-based approach, and that government must ensure that all laws are consistent with international human rights instruments to which the country is a signatory. In an interview with Phoenix News, Ms. Mitava notes that most civil society organizations have expressed concern that certain current laws diverge from both regional and international human rights agreements, as well as from Zambia's own constitutional principles. She has since urged the government to collaborate with stakeholders, including civil society, in the legislative reform process to promote accountability, inclusivity, and justice for all Zambians.
Practicing journalists and civil society, among other critical stakeholders in society. The reason is that you have a father that comes home and then they tell you sugar is bad. Don't take sugar. And then the next thing is they're giving you sweets with the same sugar that initially was said to be bad. I think the main thing is we turn around like government.
The Bank of Zambia Governor, Dr. Denny Kalyaya, has emphasized that the sustainability of the kwacha's exchange rate hinges on the country's continuous high production and increased exports. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Kalyaya explains that while some economic factors may shift due to changing circumstances, the most reliable path to exchange rate stability lies in boosting the country's export performance. Addressing recent concerns raised by stakeholders over the kwacha's performance, Dr. Kalyaya dismissed claims of volatility, asserting that the exchange rate has remained relatively stable from last year into 2025. Dr. Kalyaya has reiterated the importance of increased export of commodities, which would result in more gains and translate to a positive impact on the exchange rate, noting that such measures are vital for long-term currency stability.
If you have continuous increased exports of commodities, it means you are gaining a lot more. That is a more assured base for you to say to remain sustainable. The volatility has to do with the movement from one point to another, and there are different measures that are used to do that. At the year-to-date, that means from end December to the present, and if you look, if you are looking month-to-month, are you looking week-to-week, are you looking quarter-to-quarter, you see, that's how you should do context one saying what is volatility. That's saying volatility in the general term does not really convey a good message.
Care for Nature Zambia Executive Director Nzama Kearns has called on the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, to take decisive action against companies contributing to plastic pollution rather than simply lamenting the worsening situation. Her remarks come in response to recent concerns raised by ZEMA over the resurgence of plastic waste across the country, despite an existing ban on non-biodegradable materials. Ms. Kearns has noted that ZEMA holds the legal mandate to implement and enforce statutory instruments such as the Extended Producer Responsibility EPR SI number 65, which is specifically designed to regulate plastic waste and pollution. She contends that it should be straightforward for ZEMA to identify polluters through branded packaging found in the environment for those companies to be held accountable instead of just merely expressing concern. Ms. Kearns has further questioned the agency's effectiveness, stating that if ZEMA, as the key regulatory authority, fails to act, it leaves ordinary citizens unsure of their own role in combating environmental degradation.
For us, we feel when they go into the environment, it is very easy to see who